Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, fellow freedom lovers from across the planet, listening on the AM and FM dial, mobile shortwave, satellite, and, of course, at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on the free iPhone app as well. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is Wednesday, the 24th day of February 2010, and we are going to be live for the next 4 hours. Now, I had some guests lined up today, but I've canceled them because I want to have plenty of time to go over all of the incredibly important news that we have before us. The federal government is now coming out and saying, okay, there really isn't a recovery. It's going to be a double-dip recession. No. By every yardstick, we are in a depression. 22% unemployment. They are bringing in all the phony environmental regulations that the rest of the world are not under, that India and China and Mexico and countless other nations are not under. The EPA is preparing to take the lead on regulating CO2 and taxing you. They don't care if the Senate won't pass it. They don't care about ClimateGate proving it's all a fraud. Senator Sanders, the independent, says that you're a Nazi. And basically, it should be illegal to criticize global warming. What a collectivist. He knows. He knows it's a fraud, but he wants your money. That's what he believes in. Absolutely disgusting. But it's not enough you take on average half of what people make in one form of tax or another. And, of course, even working class people who don't pay that high a income tax, you get paid a lot less because your bosses are paying all these taxes. It all gets passed on. And all these cities across the country are passing laws now, in counties and states, to tax food. That hits the poorest first. I mean, this is unprecedented. We've got to have all this different austerity to pay the bankers the money that they are supposedly owed, that they are not owed. They are criminals. They are a fraud. And so we're going to go over the news today. I'm going to talk about Deborah Medina today, coming up in about 30 minutes. I was blindsided during the show by an article and then the audio of her on Dallas radio throwing 9/11 truth under the bus. And I got a little angry about it. See, I'm not a lesser of two evils guy. Because once you go down that road, we always compromise, the other side doesn't compromise, and look where we are. And when I commit to somebody, and when I put my trust in them and my support behind them, and they do something like that, I feel betrayed. I think it was the relish with which she agreed with the host that we are a dangerous cult and despicable. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm fine with Ron Paul saying he believes government does stage crises, you know, give examples that are declassified, but he'll say, you know, we weren't over there, they wouldn't be over here. And, you know, that's his opinion. He can have it. That's great. When she's been in my studio, I never brought up 9/11 truth to her. I'm politically astute. I know that would have been used to blow up in her face. But to have her come out for a week after the Glenn Beck interview, and we're going to play, we actually found the unedited TV interview she did, where she goes into great detail about the history of government corruption and how the towers fell and there needs to be a new investigation. Well, now, I mean, that's most of 9/11 truth just calls for that. No, despicable. So, look, I'm going to break down the poll numbers, all of it. And where this is going. But overall, still, our experience in Texas is positive, and I'll tell you why coming up.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
one 800 259 9231 is the toll-free number to join us on the Genesis phone system. Up in Minnesota, I come to you from Austin, Texas. We're also today going to open up our phone lines here in studio. I'm going to do that right now. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And we'll take calls off of both the phone systems for the full 4 hours today and cover a ton of important news. As I said, coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to spend about 10 minutes on Deborah Medina. I don't think she's a bad person. I don't think she's New World Order. We know Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson are bona fide New World Order. I was just extremely hurt by Glenn Beck going after her and setting her up, and then her doing the right thing and not backing off for 2 weeks and saying, look, people have a right to investigate this. And then we're going to play those clips where she talks about how the towers fell and everything else and the history of government secretiveness. And then a few days ago goes on Dallas Radio, the guy that fills in for Limbaugh, true establishment hack, Mark Davis, a guy that's lied about me incessantly and says we're a dangerous cult. 9/11 Truth is, and that's a wide spectrum of people, and that it's despicable, and she, I agree, with relish, with vitriol, with enjoyment, like it was a pep rally or something. Ron Paul got into a lot of trouble with people back during the campaign for president in 2008 when he was on a few different TV shows and said, you know, I'm not with 9/11 Truth, but he didn't agree that we were scum and trash. And he went on to say that there have been instances of staged terror in the past, like the Gulf of Tonkin was a staged event, Operation Ajax in Iran. And when he's on this show, he talks about it. But, see, that's not the issue. He's always been the same on that issue. What I don't like is flip-flopping. What I don't like is doing a 180, reversing in full stream, and going back on everything she previously said. Because if somebody will do that when the heat gets hot in the kitchen, they should stay out of the kitchen. All I have in my life is my word. And that I do what I say I'm going to do. Or I die trying. And sometimes it takes me longer to deliver on something I've said I'm going to do. But I try. And none of us are perfect. It's just upsetting. And I know you're listening all over the country and the world saying, hey, we don't want to hear about Texas. The issue here is we have a states' rights movement that's constitutional and historically valid moving across the country. And just the fact that she got 25 points in the polls coming from nowhere in a three-way race has already gotten a lot of other good men and women to sign up to run as constitutionalists. And I don't care if you run as a Republican or a Democrat for states' rights, using the machinery of those parties to do it. And so it's a positive experience regardless, and everybody that's invested time and money and energy, as I told you from the start, whether she wins or loses, it's a victory because resistance is victory. So I'll talk about that coming up in about 20 minutes. And again, we're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. You're welcome to give us your take on this if you want. Paul Watson's told me that 99%, like he said, he got no emails that disagreed with us. And the feedback we've gotten at the office is everybody basically agrees with us. I haven't seen one email or comment to us that disagrees. People are hurt by this. I mean, we were assaulted. We were thrown under the bus. That's wrong. Let me write some notes here because I'm already getting into this, and I wanted to have a few breaks so I could think about this. I got so busy this morning, I wanted to write some notes about points I wanted to talk about, but and go over some of those points. But regardless, I don't want to spend too much time on this today. You're welcome to call in about whatever you want, as I said, because so much is happening. I want to have a discussion with listeners. About where you see this country and this world going. I mean, we're definitely in a depression. And there's no doubt it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And we're going to end up like Nigeria or what happened in Argentina. Argentina was a first world nation, the only first world nation in Latin America. 100 years ago, they had the saying, as rich as an Argentine. And in successive bank scams down there, left wing, right wing, doesn't matter, the bankers, the internationalists, the gunboat diplomacy boys, it is an abject hell down there now. And the middle class is on the streets. And we've had economists on from that nation to talk about for 6 months people demonstrated and rioted and banged pots and pans, and the system didn't care. That's the same thing in Latin America. And in Africa and Asia, sometimes in these countries, they'll have 5 or 6 or 7 presidents in just a matter of a year, putting new people in, new leaders. And it's the same thing continues. And that's the problem we're now seeing here, where you put a Bush in and things get worse. You put an Obama in, things get worse. And people are waking up to the fraud now in a matter of months, not years. People are becoming disillusioned with a two-party system. In fact, I sent it to you guys, but I don't see it here in my stack. It's up on Infowars.com. It's one of the headlines. Only 8% of Americans think the government's good. A month ago, it was 75%. In fact, I've seen multiple scientific polls the last week. 10% trust the government, 9%, 8%. Total confidence has been lost because people see the reality of what's happening on the street, in their homes, in their businesses, in their churches. They see the economy falling apart, and then they hear the politicians telling them everything's getting better. While the politicians continue all the policies that brought us to rack and ruin. And it's not just the politicians that are losing all credibility. The mainstream media is losing any credibility they had left. And so you've got this evil alliance of old corporate radio, TV, newspapers with government openly saying they want censorship of alternative news and basically a shutdown of the web as we know it. It's all being announced right now. They don't care about your business. They don't care about the internet being around. All they care about is power. That's what history's shown us. Corrupt elites would rather be in their armored hilltop keep, their castle, while everybody else is starving down below them, as long as they run things. My guys just found a CNN one. No. Yeah, this is one from a while back. There's a new one out, a new poll, where 8%, another one with 9%. I believe the headline's only 8%. I think the government's working for them. This is CNN survey. Most Americans believe government broken. Yeah, I saw this last week. And it says Americans overwhelmingly believe the government is broken, according to a national poll released Sunday. But the CNN Opinion Research Corps survey also indicates the public overwhelmingly holds out hope that what is broken can be fixed. So this is a whitewash. Yeah, Kurt posted it this morning, so we can find it. Point is, the people know what's going on now. People know. And I've been doing all these radio and TV interviews the last week. I was on Houston Radio this morning, one of their big talk stations. And they're like, wow, Mr. Jones, I heard you talk about this years ago and thought you were crazy. Well, all you had to do was go look it up. What am I talking about? DNA of all the newborns in the U.S. sent to the military. But that's all been available. If I knew about this 14 years ago with the documents, it's not even secret. But it was never in the news. I would get up here with documents on air and tell you where the samples are stored in your state and the fact that they're sent to the UN, the Pentagon, the Cold Springs Harbor, Human Genome, Eugenics Laboratory. And guess what? That's all in the newspapers now. Everything I told you. It's a national criminal DNA database, and then you can also pull up CBS News. And I first saw this almost 10 years ago in the San Francisco Chronicle, but last year CBS News had the headline, cancer patients discover they don't own their own DNA. Lawsuits filed. They got your blood. They go patent it. And then when you go in to get gene therapy, that should be $20,000, $30,000, they say, oh, it's $100,000 because we have this patented. We patented your genome. There are thousands of giant biotech facilities in the U.S. alone that have assembly lines doing this. Huge assembly lines, testing your children's blood, running them through systems, finding key amino acids, proteins, ring structures, DNA strands they're looking for, sorting it out, sending it to other labs. It's a joke. And again, just like the government is watching you with the laptops and the cell phones, and they now admit it. We have the documents years ago. Now it's public. See, people are finally believing this because they know they've been lied to, but also because it's out in the open. That's another question. Why is all this out in the open now? What new horrors are going to be announced? We're way past 1984, and they're now getting ready to start clamping down on alternative media, which means they're really getting ready to drop the hammer. You think things are bad now?
This is just a preparatory phase.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG. Unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
We know that the United States is being brought down like a third world country. It's economic domination, economic financial conquest. We know that the environmentalists funded by the big banks openly say they want to bankrupt the majority of the population so they can take control of us and socially engineer us into the system they choose, which is a eugenics population reduction nightmare. This is their own words in literally thousands of publications and books and UN documents that we've covered and made films about and that we have posted at whatistheendgame.com. We know where this train is headed. The question is, how do we get off of it? We take our states back through the Constitution, through the Bill of Rights. We call for indictments of the bankers. We point them out as the real government, not the puppets in Washington. And we put one foot in front of the other. That's how we do it. There is no magic silver bullet. We expose the criminal illegitimate system. When I say we have a rogue government, that isn't just a figure of speech. That isn't just rhetoric. We have a rogue government that illegally takes your baby's blood secretly for 37 years that we know of, and it's a worldwide concerted organized program. What does that tell you about the organizational level of these people? And their bravado, their chutzpah, their arrogance, their hubris. Completely illegal, on record, that the federal government would pay with taxpayer money for millions of laptops and programs to be given to school children that have software on it where they encourage the school to watch the children in school and out of school. And the school, one of the schools, is so arrogant, they come out and say, "We're watching you at home," thinking the public was ready to submit to that. It's a process of breaking us. We have a private Federal Reserve holding company that tells House and Senate banking committees that we will not tell you where the tens of trillions of dollars have gone. It's a secret. Then it comes out they're giving it to themselves. And they say, "Well, I gave myself a waiver," Henry Paulson says. Geithner says, "I gave myself a waiver." Well, that's nice. It's like giving yourself a waiver to rob a bank. Up until the last decade, they would never hire anyone in the Treasury who had any tax problems. Geithner just says, "I don't want to pay these taxes." That's the end of it. And it's no big deal. Police all over the country and all over Europe, it's simultaneous, are arresting people for videotaping parades, Christmas parades, NASCAR parades, St. Paddy's Day parades. But then they cram cameras in the schoolrooms and bathrooms and surveil us. But don't you dare come out with a camera on the street. There's no law, but they make one up and say wiretapping when there's no perception and no reasonable belief of privacy or anonymity. Of privacy on the street. They're lawless. They've been taught to be lawless. They promote through the government system whoever is lawless and oppressive. We fight tooth and nail to shoot down the House version now in the Senate of the cap and trade bill. Taxes on everything. 35 agencies can levy any taxes they want, unlimited power, home inspections. Within 1 week, if you don't make the changes to your home, you're told to under federal zoning. It federalizes your local zoning department. You are kicked out of your home, and it is instantly taken outside of court of law. That's just one facet of hundreds we cover in Fall of the Republic. Guess what? The president doesn't care. And he announced 2 weeks ago in the New York Times, Rahm Emanuel announces, we're going to use the bureaucracy, executive orders, and signing statements to do it. And here's Time Magazine today. EPA prepares to take the lead on regulating CO2. From the moment President Barack Obama took office, he's emphasized the importance of dealing with climate change. He said the right way to do it is to pass congressional legislation that would cap greenhouse gases. But 8 months after the House representatives passed a cap-and-trade bill, similar legislation remains mired in the Senate. Its chances of passage dimmed by the day. Yeah, because of climate gate. And then they go on to say, but it doesn't matter because Obama is going to use the EPA to do it. And they're going to start with coal plants and then move on to everything else and engage at their takeover at the local level. A lawless government. And every day I see reports of where good cops, good city and county and state and federal workers say no to corruption and they get run out. How do we help them? How do we stand behind them? Ladies and gentlemen, evil rules our country from the top.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Our phone lines are loaded up. I wish you Jake, Dan, Henry, Jack, Angelica on the Genesis phone systems, Dave, Linda, Carolyn, Chris, Chicken Little, Michael, Sarah, and many others. We're going to have wide open phones today. I mean, I hope listeners will chime in with your ideas for solutions, where you see this country going. The fact that even mainstream news is reporting, okay, the recovery's over, there ever was a recovery, and a ton of other important news, audio and video clips are going to be playing. What did you think of the video Aaron posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com yesterday that premiered here on air of Geithner and the stage press conference? On video, he has Geithner's people before he gets there, the Treasury Department, picking two reporters and saying, okay, I'll go to both of you. Imagine they tell hundreds of news agencies to get there. There's over 50 reporters that show up, but they send a press release out, and it was all for a backdrop to look like a press conference. They all show up, and then they have two stage questions, and Aaron yells out, where's the $23 trillion? And then suddenly other reporters start yelling it out, so Geithner just leaves. He talked less than 5 minutes. Geithner and the IRS commissioner. That's important news, just to show Americans how staged it is. And Aaron caught it
on video. And then there's the other facet to the story that when they didn't tell anybody that you needed credentials, it was on the side of the road, and they come up to Jason Burmes and Rob Jacobson and say, you're with InfoWars? No, you're not allowed to be here. Get a couple hundred yards away. That's why I sent three separate teams of video cameras, Aaron by himself, Rob Dew and Jason Douglas together, and Jason and Rob together in three different groups, knowing that at least one would make it through. I mean, I knew they'd try to censor. They're men with badges and guns. You're just a little stinking American. You're a slave. Our boss doesn't even pay taxes. He steals trillions of dollars and won't tell Congress where it is. You think we're going to let some little slaves who might ask real questions be in a press conference? What do you think this is, land of the free, home of the brave? No. All right, I'm going to cover Deborah Medina, and then people are welcome to call in about it because it's a larger discussion of where this nation's going. Yesterday, early in the show, they bring me a news article and play me audio of her on Mark Davis, who I know well. He's lied about me in the past, even after it was retracted in major newspapers that I did not say kill Michelle Malkin at the DNC, that people that came with a group of bloggers and left with a group of bloggers with her, dressed up in costumes, covering their faces, got up behind me and screamed, kill Michelle Malkin. It was a setup. And they put it out on national television, tried to make it a big controversy to try to wound my credibility. Didn't work, blew up in their face. So she's on Mark Davis, and he says these are despicable, you know, dangerous, bad cult. And she says, I agree. Oh, yes. Now, my concern here is not that she said she's not a 9/11 truther. Back when Beck did that to her, it was a sneak attack. We backed her up. We supported her. We did everything we could. And I even liked her more when she went on a bunch of TV stations, one of them ABC News out of Houston, that's coming up here in a moment. ABC 13 Houston News. And she said basically the same thing in speech after speech and in TV interview after TV interview. I've seen five of these. We have five of them. And we went to the TV station site today, not just a YouTube clip. We went and got the unedited clip. We're about to play it. And she said, hey, look, people have a right to question. I have questions how the towers fell, how that building fell. And I'm like, wow, this lady really sticks to her guns. Doesn't flip-flop under pressure. Then I start getting reports that she's doing interviews all over the place saying basically what she said on Davis's program. And I was getting emails from listeners saying, you got to look at this back over the weekend. And I just ignored it. I was too busy with other things. Oh, that's not true. She wouldn't do that. I'm not going to click on this link. And then my staff shows it to me. I listened to it and I got angry. And I know my listeners got really angry. 99% of the feedback we've gotten is people are even more angry than we are, saying she's New World Order and all this. Look, I don't agree with that. I think she's a good person. I think she's gotten some bad advice. But it doesn't matter. The way she enthusiastically agrees with Mark Davis and flip-flops from everything she'd previously said, will she do that on the Second Amendment issue? Will she? Politics does this to people. It's a rare person that's the same 30 years ago that they are today, like Ron Paul. And I knew people would spin it once I opened my mouth to say, oh, I'm mad that she's not a 9/11 truther. And some people even spun it and said, Alex is being Machiavellian. He's such a genius. He's doing this to distance her from 9/11 truthers to help her. We don't do Machiavellian things here. I don't sit here and make a bunch of calculations unless I'm trying to, say, get reporters into a press conference. Then, sure. But I don't sit here. No, I got angry and told you what was on my heart. Now, let's talk about the facts before I go to these clips. This is a victory, what happened in Texas, regardless, as I've been telling you for a month. She was at 15 points, then 20, then 25. I knew the Beck thing would hurt her with mainline Republicans because it created the illusion that she was off the list, she couldn't win, she was discredited, and people who are weak-minded go along with that. It's like Howard Dean and his roar. Not that he was a good guy, but they use that. And it came out that Clear Channel did stage it and was coordinating with the Perry campaign and that they gave him all this money, and that's now been confirmed. And that they had fake postings out there from Deborah Medina, like she was saying radical, bad things in the Dallas Morning News. They caught that and reported on it. So we knew a dirty tricks campaign was going on. We knew that. But then she went completely back on all that. And regardless, it's a victory that the people of Texas stood up, and this shows how angry people are, and that it's not just Democrats in Massachusetts that are in trouble with Scott Brown. Notice he's now voting with the Democrats in Congress. I told you that was going to happen. The guy authored, was partially an author. He co-sponsored the health care bill in Massachusetts that is the model for the Obama health care plan. So I was like, look, this sends a message of a real constitutional, in the fetter, libertarian, that we're not just going to go after Democrats. We're going to go after neocon, fake conservatives, rhinos, Republican in name only. And that's what's happening all over the country. And so that she made such a good showing and has made such a good showing that now people can learn from her mistakes in other states and can run for Congress and the state house and for the governorship and for mayor and for county commissioner. It doesn't matter whether it's the school board. This is the way to take our country and our government back, a big part of it, as G. Edward Griffin's talked about, the long view of history. But we can do this pretty quickly. We'll have some victories. We'll have some losses. But she was gaining 5 points a week. 2 weeks ago, she was at 25 points, about to eclipse Kay Bailey. And she would be online then to be able to get right up to par with Perry going into a runoff. And then if she continued to gain momentum, she would win. She would be the governor. And then the real dirty tricks would start. And a governor can't just wave a magic wand. But the point is, it'd be a great bully pulpit. So she's now in the three polls I saw at 20 points. And they said, oh, she didn't lose as much as we thought she would. The problem is it made her lose the momentum. She should have gained another 10 points on the growth curve she had in the last 2 weeks. So she really lost about 15 points. The 10 she would have gained and 5 she lost, 15. But she may still make it into the runoff. But everyone has had a victory in this regardless. But at the same time, we can't be like the Obama supporters when he said he'd get us out of the wars and wouldn't raise taxes on people making under $125,000 and wasn't going to be involved in banker bailouts and wasn't going to hire lobbyists and wasn't going to have signing statements and wasn't going to have torture and secret arrest and rendition. And he's expanded all that. And a lot of Democrats said, well, I don't care. At least he's my guy. I've invested in him. See, that's how the con game works. You invest in someone. You invest your time and energy. It's like George Bush or anybody. You invest in them, and then you feel like you're part of a tribe or a clan or a group. And so you can't go back now. And then there's this lesser of two evils thing. And, you know, I said, well, if you look at it from a lesser of two evils, I guess Perry's better than Kay Bailey Hutchinson. But I won't even vote if that's the case. Because it's a joke. I won't be involved in that. It's that idea of lesser of two evils that allows all this compromising, but they never compromise. We compromise. And so that's what's so disturbing about the Deborah Medina massive 180 flip-flop. And then her campaign, I had their Dallas campaign call me. I had the Austin folks, that Penny Langford, the head of her campaign, called and said, why is Alex mad at us? You know, what? Why? You don't know why? I mean, I'm here explaining it to you, but you can't even respond. And then I've gotten literally hundreds of emails from people that called their campaign saying, oh, there'll be a statement today. Well, we'll see if that happens. I mean, let's see a statement. Because I want to know. am I going to be the bad man or anybody else that questions if she was to become governor and then flip-flopped on issues? If she'll do a 180 here? Is that what America's come to? Is that you're not supposed to hold people's feet to the fire on what they said they're going to do? Might as well just pack it all up and just give in to the New World Order if that's the case. Now let's play Mark Davis. Here it is.
So my assertion is it would have been over by now, would have been over in a day, if after the Beck thing you'd have said, boy, I'm sorry, I messed up. I should have identified this 9/11 truther movement as the despicable paranoid cult that they are. What a horrible, hateful belief to have in your head that 9/11 was an inside job. Why didn't you do that?
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. You know, I laughed it off whenever he said I was a truther because I thought it was so absurd, and I should have just said, no, absolutely, I'm not a truther. I think it's abundantly clear I'm not a truther. You know, those things happen to us, and we pick up, say, should have done that better, mm-hmm. move on, and that's what we've done.
Then there's just one other thing that's left, because not being a truther is great. I'm thinking, of course you're not. But sometimes the wisdom is defined by knowing whom to praise and whom to, quite frankly, condemn.
Hit pause there.
Someone walking around with...
She grovels, she rolls over... And then he comes at her and says, you basically don't have the wisdom to be governor. That's what he's saying. See, he's still attacked because he wants Rick Perry, who'll give him all the power plants and who will give him all the roads, lady. See, he's not your friend. This isn't like cozying up to somebody, you know, at the hospital where you work and being friends with him in the coffee room. This guy's a slick, evil operative. Listen to his slimy voice. Here he is going after her, and here she it gets even worse. Listen.
The belief that America would do this to its own people, that President Bush and those around him would slaughter our own citizens in order to justify war, is a despicable thing to
agreed.
Believe. And if that's and you want to be on record as agreeing with that.
Agreed. Yeah. I was thinking in terms of a commission report, mm-hmm. not in terms of what, you know, individuals are out there doing and the commission.
Okay, so it goes on and on. The point here is that Ron Paul has said that the government wanted to stage a Gulf of Tonkin, and later it was declassified that Cheney was planning that 3 years ago to go to war. And they lied about WMDs to go to war. I mean, is everybody that knows they lied about WMDs, that's admitted, are we despicable? I mean, are we despicable to talk about the declassified fact the Gulf of Tonkin was staged? Are we despicable to read Operation Northwoods? Or the new State Department memorandum that came out last week? Where the government wanted to stage terror attacks against their own embassies to blame it on Honduras? Just despicable. Now, this is what she said on Houston Channel ABC 13. Okay, this is unedited footage of her 2 days after Glenn Beck. Here it is.
I think had the question been, do you think Muslim terrorists flew planes into buildings in the United States, I would have said absolutely, I believe that.
Right.
Do you believe our government had anything to do with those terrorists flowing? I would have said, no, I don't think that they do. I think the question that I heard was, and you know, Glenn's someone who has really championed people questioning government and asking, question government. Am I going to dissociate myself from people who question government? No. I think that's healthy. I think it's responsible. We ought to be holding officials accountable. We ought to be asking hard, tough questions. It's one of the things I've been critical of Governor Perry on, in particular in the Willingham case, where I said we can't be afraid of the evidence. People need to be asking those hard,
right,
tough questions.
Pause. And then cue it up. This is a long, like, 12-minute interview. Cue it up to where she then talks about how the buildings fell. You know, the issue here is she said that it's healthy. It's good. It's our right that she will not disassociate herself from us. And I'm like, man, this lady's really great. But then she totally flip-flops and says, yes, I totally agree. It's despicable. I mean, you may think it's cute to have somebody pledge something to you and then totally flip-flop. And I've had a few emails I've gotten of the very few that agree with Medina on this. They say, look, let's just get her into office. You know, we've got to win. We've got to save Texas. How do you save Texas putting somebody in that if the wind blows against them, they roll over? How do you do that? I mean, all I've got is my morals. All I've got is that I don't compromise. Do you understand that? Finish the clip.
Okay. But you're not, we're not parsing words here. Do you believe the government has some other involvement in what happened that day or in the lead up to it?
I don't believe they had anything in the lead up to it.
Okay.
I think the questions that I've heard asked are how those buildings fell.
Right.
And I'm not the engineer to know that. And I think those are good, relevant questions to ask. That's not saying our government was involved. I don't know that I think our government was involved. I think there are questions that need to be asked.
How much have you thought about that before today?
Not much.
Okay, so there you go. I mean, what she just said, according to her new definition, is despicable. It's despicable. I'm despicable. That Deborah Medina is despicable, according to the new Deborah Medina. So who's the real Deborah Medina? We'll see now. And it looks like her campaign so far just says, hey, you 9/11 truthers, we got your campaign money. Shut up.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, and arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Just gets worse by the minute. They just found video of her at a Glenn Beck 9/12 event signing the 9/12 statement to bring us back to that moment of 9/12. We're ready to nuke everyone and go to war and give up our liberties. That's what it tries to reinvoke. It looks like political chameleon behavior. Oh, but that's what you do to win. No, that's not what people want. people want something like Ron Paul, where if he says it, he sticks with it. Your calls are coming up for the next 3 hours of the radio show. Everybody that's patiently holding, and I'm going to give each caller about 1 minute so we can get to the next person. 1-800-259-9231. It makes me sick having to do this, but it made me sick going on air on the morning of 9/11 and saying it was an inside job and they blew the buildings up. Because it's painful to go against the grain sometimes. But in the end, it's what's healthy and it's what's good. It was painful. I wasn't stupid. I knew that most of the radio stations I was on were going to turn me off. Sure enough, they did at the time. But see, I'm not here just to be on radio stations and be a big shot. I'm here to change history. I'm here to fight tyranny. Yeah, it sounded kooky 14 years ago to say they were secretly taking your baby's blood at birth. Yeah, it was unpopular when Obama had an 84% approval rating to come out and say it was all a fraud and a lie, but I knew who his advisors were and what he promised he was really going to do to the think tanks. Yeah, it was tough in 2002 to say that it was a lie about WMDs when polls showed over 80% of people believe the lie, but now I'm right again. And so that's just the way it is. I don't think people shouldn't vote for Deborah Medina, but if you want to do a lesser weevil, as they say in Master and Commander, go ahead. I just get a dirty feeling supporting something that is so duplicitous. So duplicitous. Now, if Deborah came out and said, look, some people advised me to do this because somebody's advised me to make this change. And but no, it's just this is the way it is, and this is what we're going to do. And, I mean, they've got it queued up right now, Deborah Medina and Glenn Beck 912 Project. And they got it queued up to her right now. It's just, like, I don't even want to play this. I don't even want to, I can't handle it. Groveling up to Glenn Beck when he sabotaged her. But, hey, if she thinks that's going to get her in the governor's mansion, and then we're going to get all this freedom in Texas. Really? This is a political test you've just seen. The first time she runs into any opposition, she turns against us. Oh, and she sure got a comment out within an hour of being on Beck. Clarifying, but you're not seeing that, are you? Though listeners say when they call, they pacify. Oh, don't worry. There's going to be a statement. Oh, no. We didn't mean that. Oh, everything's okay. Glenn Beck is going to save us. Yes, with his value-added tax, and he believes in global warming. Then I have Glenn Beck listeners send me emails going, I don't believe he said that. Where's your proof? Hey, lazy butt, go find all the video clips and news articles. USA Today, last weekend edition. It was on newsstands for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Got a spoon feed you everything here? I want your proof they're taking baby's blood. Well, get up off your butt. We've probably written 50 articles over the years and posted the actual documents. Probably done 200, 300 radio shows on it. I want the proof. I'm still getting emails. I want the proof they're taking the baby's blood and giving it to the Pentagon. Well, you don't know how to read yesterday's newspaper? Okay. The Statesman? I want the proof, Medina said that on that show. That's not her. I want the proof Obama's continuing torture. I want the proof he's doing signing statements. I want the proof. You just don't like him because he's black. On and on and on. No, I just tell the truth. Get used to it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.